Yeah, so and I remember going on this. Well, I've been on lots of dates, but it's all. So even I mean, when you go on a date, a lot of times you're eating, right? And it's not just coffee. And so I feel like these hawk eyes on me when I'm, like deciding what to order off the menu, and then while I'm relaying it to the waiter, there's this like judgmental, like look. And this one date I went on, this person was like, "Oh, you sure you want to order the dessert?" And I'm like, "Oh, yeah." So,
Oh my God.
and then he was like, "All the calories are in the last bite of the dessert." And I'm like,
What?
"Yeah."
Did you leave?
No,
Was he
very.
polite? You should have made him pay for the dessert.
I'm just a very polite person, which I'm thinking I shouldn't be now. It's
Oh
just like,
man, that's really like,
yeah, horrible.
yeah, disgusting. So they're fat shaming you
Yeah, they're fat
on the
shaming
date.
me on the date. And I mean, mind you, these people aren't, models or like have like this like ultimate physique or are even tall
Oh my
or
God, they need to have at least a six pack before they're six
yeah,
and a half.
exactly, right? Like, or like where is the fat shaming coming from? Just because I'm a girl or I'm a woman, I'm
Yeah.
supposed to be a certain way. But it's okay, like men get away with this all the time.
Because this is what we were talking about before. It's the narrative, right?
Yeah.
Like you are supposed to be smaller than the man.
Yes, so because I've read up on this a lot and watched a lot of videos and gone through the research. Even when we think of a couple in our heads, we imagine the woman to be smaller, shorter, more petite than the man. There are concepts of the boyfriend shirt and the boyfriend jeans and the boyfriend jacket, and it's all supposed to be larger than your frame.
Right.
And then there is the, of course,
So if
like
it rains, he gives you the jacket, not you give him your jacket.
And you're just supposed to be the smaller size. All the mental images we have are of women being smaller than the men in every format. And if it is the other way, which we have very few examples of, then that is brought to attention as not being the norm. The norm is that men are supposed to be bigger than women.
I think people need to look at Punjabi aunties in Delhi a little more. But no, but you're right. I mean, there is a disparity. There is a double standard. Men, jeez, with their tummies hanging out and just not looking after themselves at all are okay. And they have no problem judging women, like standing around in a bar, scratching the balls. Guys, you know you do this. And judging the women, rating them on a scale of 1 to 10 without any sort of self-awareness of where on the scale they fall and what they should aspire to or not aspire to, or the fact that they're just being really shallow.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I've had weight loss regimens, diets recommended to me, or like
By people on a date?
by male friends who are interested in me, I know. And it's like,
Oh, so it's like, oh, so if you become thin, then
then I'll
oh,
consider.
nice.
Yeah, that has
That's
happened.
sweet.
I was always like, "Oh, so you had, there was this instructor coming. Is he still coming? Are you still working out? How's that going?" It's like, I mean, it's just supposed to be supposed to be on your mind 24/7, and it seems to be. So I have this rule now where I will not date somebody who looks like an actor or is who's very into their physique, because I know that the conversation is just going to be around that, and there's only that much I can even like listen to smoothie talk.
I personally also swipe left
Left,
on men
left.
who've got like their shirts open, you know,
Yeah.
because then clearly they're like really into their own bodies. I'm judging, I know it's like the reverse of what people do to fat people. I'm judging the thin people. But for me, for example, if somebody is really overweight, I try to look past that and see what their profile says. But also, I think for me, fitness is really important. So if they say they work out, that matters more to me than how fit they are. Because I also know that when I date somebody, if they're not working out, I tend to become that person who's also not working out rather than inspiring them to start working out. I'm like, oh, it's 6 o'clock. Oh, you're still sleeping. I'll also keep sleeping. But, you know, that's slightly different.
Healthy balance of I mean, I was recently kind of seeing someone who in all honesty, was like 1.5 sizes larger than I am. And his excuse was also like, I'm taller, but you didn't look that tall. Or he didn't look that tall because of all the weight. And I would still get flack for...
No.
Yeah.
From him.
Yeah, from him. I would still get flack for him for like, you know, you don't have enough stamina. It's like, yes, I've woken up at 6 in the morning and I'm out with you till 2 in the morning. So I don't have stamina to like last all day. But yeah, I would still like, you should go for your class and you should do this and you should do that.
No. Yeah. Wrong. All wrong. Flush.
Exactly.
Okay. So let us then move on to maybe helping our listeners navigate dating somebody who's not a size zero. So you've had these experiences. People have made you feel bad about yourself and some have not. So what are some tips that you can share with somebody who is looking or is starting to date? Let's imagine a scenario where they have a date lined up with somebody who is not a size 2, but is like 1/5 of Indian women.
Yeah.
And she's average or a little over average, maybe a little fat. And he himself is probably not a supermodel with an 8-pack. So what are some tips in how to just deal with somebody or to make this date a success?
So I think like what has worked for me, because I've faced both criticism and appreciation for dressing despite my size or whatever. I think it's very, very important to not let your weight or your physical appearance become a marker of your identity. It's a part of your identity, but it's not all of you. There's a lot more to you, you know, like what you do for work or who you are as a person.
And the person on the date should also be aware of that and want to explore those other aspects.
Yeah, I mean, if you're on a date and, I mean, I'm hoping both people want to get to know each other and what their interests are, so that in the long run, and I say this to my parents or like older people, older relatives. Like we know this, right? Bodies are going to change. If you're going to be with somebody for 20, 30 years, or even 5-6 years, bodies are going to change. Our body is literally different at different points in the day and throughout our life. It's changing every day, right? So it is, I mean, it's not that big a deal. And I think like if you're comfortable in your body and if you're just happy and confident and love yourself for who you are, you'll want to work towards being fit, but also you won't be remembered as, you know, like if you're uncomfortable in clothes and you're always adjusting and fidgeting, the other person senses that, picks up on that and will also become uncomfortable around you. But if you're completely okay with who you are and how you're, you know, what you're wearing. So
I think all that is for some other podcast to take.
Oh, sorry.
How to become comfortable in your own skin.
Oh, okay.
But, you know,
like tips.
Yeah. But no.
Oh, sorry.
No. So we can't go there in the LSD cast, but definitely, I think this is a valuable tip. You know? Also, maybe just practically wear something you're comfortable in. So
yeah, wear something that you're comfortable in. Wear
that you feel nice.
Yeah, in. that you feel nice and that you feel good in. I mean,
And what about the person who's sitting across you? Like, what should they be sensitive of saying or not saying? Even if they think something, like, what are some things that?
Yeah, like please don't tell people what to eat on a date. Or like restrict.
Nobody should do that anyway.
Yeah. So don't restrict them or. And I think just saying something nice to somebody you're on a date with is anyway a good thing. Like it will get you brownie points, right? So compliment
something
the other person. Yeah.
Even if it's the earrings.
Anything. Yeah. Just compliment the other person. That's a good habit for dating, period.
Right. Both, I mean. Don't tell them what to eat. Don't tell them they should exercise.
Yeah.
And don't, like, probe about, you know, what their
and I
daily
think,
regime is.
I mean, both men and women shouldn't. Don't compare your date in your head and definitely don't say it out loud. Like, don't compare them to a celebrity or somebody who's, I don't know, hotter in the conventional sense or...
What?
And I'm pretty sure men and women both do this in their head, right? Like, oh, this person looks like this person, or But definitely don't say it out loud.
Okay. That's a solid tip. Appreciate the person in front of you for who they are,
yeah.
Not with whoever's in your head.
Yeah.
Or their past photos, clearly.
Their past photos.
Yeah.
We all know now, yeah, photographs are taken at angles, lights.
Yeah. There's this girl I know who's actually quite overweight. She takes the best selfies on earth, man. I want to learn how to do that. Like this angling, and her chin looks really cute and everything.
Yeah.
I suck at selfies. But anyway, yeah. What else? What else can we tell our listeners that they should be careful about? Or
yeah, but I also think it's important, like, if you're going on a date, take some effort to look nice. And for both men and women, don't... I mean, I go on a lot of dates where it's like, oh, I've just come back from work, and so I don't want to wear... Like, I don't even want to jeans now. I'd rather just wear shorts and slippers. We're not going to get to go to a nice place if you're in shorts and slippers. They're probably not going to allow you. Mm. So I'm not saying like wear a button-down shirt and a tie and a jacket and also Bombay weather, but just at least take some effort. Wear a nice t-shirt, yeah, with jeans.
It's nice for the other person that you made, yeah, an effort for them.
Yeah, and both ways. Even both women, ways. Yeah.
All right, so everybody, these are some of the ground realities of being single in India right now.
Yeah.
And eligible and hot and sexy, even if you're not conforming to whatever's in photoshopped magazines, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so Dhruvi, we wish you luck.
Thanks.
Hopefully date number 66 will be the one.
Let's hope so.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
We'll see you again soon.
Yes.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
And we are back. Wow, Rogue, that was so interesting. Dhruvi, thank you so much for being on the show and putting so much light on so much that we discussed.
Truly. And she really is so honest and warm about and matter-of-fact about everything. I really, really enjoyed speaking with her, and I hope you guys did as well. So, Prem, since you weren't there, but you've listened, so what do you think are the key takeaways from our conversation with Dhruvi?
Well, I would say the first one would be not to live in glass houses. And I think a lot of people do that. They are so easy to pass judgment without even having a look at themselves in the mirror. And I think that's really wrong.
That's true.
Exactly. And you see that happen everywhere. And I hate to say it, but it's definitely more men than women.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen these guys like hanging around at a bar and rating women and with no sense of like self-assessment themselves. I mean, I may not be a number one out of, you know, an alpha male type of person, just standing around passing judgment.
So basically, people who live in glass houses should not throw anything, even if it's plastic or rubber, into other people's houses.
Don't throw
because
plastic.
Because it's going to bounce back. It's going to bounce back and hit them between the eyes. That's my theory.
Right. And the other thing I got out of it was be kind. You know, you and I espouse this theory a lot, which is do unto others as you'd like done unto yourself. Like, how would you feel if you were suddenly fat or lost your hair? Like, Prem, what if your hair fell out? Or you got like skin patches or something.
Oh my God. Like,
and you couldn't control it, or it was just difficult to control. What would you not want to hear? Like, wouldn't you be sensitive about it?
Yeah, I mean, the last thing I want to hear is that, ooh, that bald patch looks so sexy.
Yeah.
Okay, there's no response from the room. Okay, fine, I take that back. But that's one of the things I would never want to hear. You know, yeah, it's true, because I used to be very worried about losing hair. And, I mean, I saw others who were growing up who had, like, you know, receding hairlines and male pattern baldness. And it took a really big toll on them, because it does take a toll on your self-confidence. And one, you know, should be very mindful about these things.
Totally. I mean, it's not who you are. It's just part of who you are, and it's something you can't even control, right?
In conclusion to what you're saying, I would say that the third point would be like, look beyond just appearances. I mean, you're going to look at the other qualities and attributes that a person, you know, brings with them. Everybody has their uniqueness and strengths, and one should be able to oversee something as shallow as, you know, appearance. It has to be more weight.
more weight. I see what you did there. But yeah, I think appearance is just one angle of stuff. And then I think finally, there's this beautiful bumper sticker I used to see around in the US, which I think now has become like a motivational quote, but don't change how you look, but how you see. So basically, you know, recalibrate your notions. Fat people aren't lazy. Fat people aren't like incapable of taking care of themselves. There might be circumstances beyond their control. Like, just look at the personality and appreciate what they've got. And I feel a lot of empathy for everybody out there who's struggling with some form of like inadequacy that's been thrust upon them, even if they don't want it, even if they don't feel like they are inadequate. And society just insists on treating people in this funny way. Anyway, yes, so...
Okay, Rogue, you're going off on one of your social, cultural rants, so just, you know, back up the truck a little bit.
Okay.
But it was great to have Dhruvi on the show, and thank you so much for being part of LSD Cast.
Yes, and next week we've got a show about... Prem, what are we talking about? Oh, right, breakups and how fast you can get over them, or not.
So basically, you have 1 week to get over this separation that you're going to have, and we'll be reunited.
From us. Excellent. We'll catch you right here next week. You know, a fresh episode drops every Sunday, and you should send us your questions,
comments, concerns, any suggestions, please write in. We are here at your service.
Absolutely. It's LSDcast on all social media. Talk to you guys soon.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and desi dating, with your hosts, Prem and Ro. A Sonologue production.